episode 417, Busting Through Frustration.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. What are you doing? What's on your mind today? Come in. Let's have a seat. We got to get to chatting because I have missed you and I love our time together. Thank you so much for making me a part of your life and for sharing this podcast, taking time to rate it and review it here on iTunes, because that allows us to get out this information to more women just like you. It allows our minds to grow further when we begin to take care of ourselves as moms, as women. And it's so important because you know what? We are the last ones we take care of, aren't we? So it's about time you put yourself first today. And I'm so glad that you are here. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I want to be the first one to say, welcome, welcome. I love that you're here. If you have questions, you can always contact me either through our website at createyournow.com, or you can send me an email too at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Now, we have got to get moving and grooving because I've got some frustration to bust through. Yes. Do you ever feel frustrated? As moms, not being or feeling like you're living for you, but living every day for everyone else seems to bring about frustration. And it's at those times, it's the little things that eat us, that kind of, you know, that breaks the camel's back. It's that one little straw that breaks the camel's back. And then all of a sudden, it's like the lion has come out. Roar! And you're just like, oh my gosh, what took over me? And then you feel bad and you feel guilty. And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't act that way. But it is frustration, and it's the little things that adds up, and it makes it to this great, humongous ball of fire that we just kind of let go on whoever's closest to us, and most of the time, it's the ones that we love. Most of the time, we have a way of holding it in with our friends, even our best friends. But man, when it comes to the children, and especially the hubby, we let it all go, and it spews everywhere. And then what happens? We're left with hurt. We're left with sorrow. We're left with, oh my goodness, I didn't mean to. And then you don't even know what you were flustered about. And you're like, why am I frustrated? Nothing makes sense when you're frustrated. Your head is in the mud. It's in the gutter too. You can't think clearly. And a lot of the times it's the little things. Again, it just adds up and up. It's what pushes us over the edge that makes us become out of control mamas. We don't want to be out of control mamas. We want to be in control mamas. We want to be able to relax in our own skin, being able to actually understand where we're going in life and feeling like we're participating in it, that we're not sitting just on the sidelines doing the do. We hit a point in our life, especially when we're starting to go through a particular age, and I'm not going to say it's in your 30s or it's in your 40s or in your 50s. It depends on each individual. I have coached many clients that are in their 40s and 50s, and they're just now reaching that point. I've coached some that are in their 20s and their 30s, and they're like, I'm already there. What do I do? This is bad. If I have another 40 years to live, how am I going to handle this? Busting through frustration can be overwhelming in itself. And sometimes we just don't even know what to do with it. You feel like screaming, pulling your hair out, crying, sometimes even laughing hysterically. And who gets that bite? You know, that hurt. It's the ones you love the most. And then you find that you're apologizing and you don't even know what you're apologizing for. And that becomes even more frustrating. See, I'm frustrated. Just getting me talking about it makes my insides boil. I mean, it's literally, you know how you watch a pot of water and you can see it kind of rolling, and then along the edges, it gets the little bubbles. Those are all the little things. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, boom, there's that initial burst of energy from it. It's that big bubble that comes up, and then the rapid boil happens. And the next thing you know, if you keep it at that consistent heat, what happens? It eventually overflows the pot. Oh, yes. Busting through frustration. You can feel it now, can't you? Maybe you can even hear it in my tone because I'm frustrated just thinking about it. But it's what we deal with really on a daily basis. It can be dreadful. It can be so harmful to our relationships, not only with our family, but it goes beyond our family, in our work environment, in our careers. You can take it even just getting gas. You can be driving. Talk about road rage. What do you think is wrapped up in road rage? A lot of it is frustration. It's the little things that add up to the bigger impact, the big bomb. Are you tired of being the big bomb that goes off in your day or even just once a week? Or maybe you're one who you really don't let and you don't release that big bomb. And so you're holding it in right now. And you're saying, I can't hurt those people. So I'm going to keep it in. I'm telling you right now, you are going to explode and you're a mine waiting to go off. And that's a very dangerous situation to be in. Because when you're in that dangerous situation, you're out of control. You don't know what you're saying. It can bring about embarrassment. It can bring about wrecking a marriage, leading to divorce. I mean, it can be an all-out war. And it was just frustration. It was just the little things. But those little things add up. So how do you bust through frustration? How do you stop the frustration cycle? Do you really know? I mean, I wanted to know. It was something that I learned, and it's something that I implement. Yeah, if you want to say it, on a daily basis, because there are some people that just frustrate me. I'm like, do you not understand this? Do you not get where I'm going? And it's nothing to put them down. It's because of my personality traits. So guess what? I have to acknowledge the frustration and smile. There's your kiss. The Keep It Simple strategy. Acknowledge your frustration and smile. Okay, that is simple, but let's go a little bit deeper. Number one, you have to own your frustration. You have to acknowledge that frustration. Own it. Know it, that it is yours. It's not a cause of anybody else. You have put power to that frustration. And that's important. You can sit here and argue with me till you're blue in the face and tell me, oh, but it was my husband. And you won't imagine what he did today. And then guess what? He did this. And then on top of that, you would not believe it. The ultimate straw that broke this camel's back was, I know, I get it. I've been there. But you still have control over it. So you have to own your frustration. That's number one. You got to own it. You got to recognize it, acknowledge it. Number two, you have to have a reality check. Bring it to reality. Leave the drama. See it for what it is. Yes, when I say leave the drama, I mean leave the drama. Mamas, it's easy to dramatize. Women, we are dramatic. Why? Partly is because of our nature. We blow things out of proportion. We make them bigger. What size fish did you really catch? Was it just the 3-inch cute little, you know, blue fish? Or was it the 3 fish, you know, the 3 feet tiger fish? That's easy for me to say. Reality check. You have to look at it for what it is. Don't make it bigger and don't try to make it smaller. You need to look at it for what it is. Take the drama out of it. This is probably the toughest part to understand, the reality check. Because we live and we expect everything to be right when it's happening. We want to make the changes immediately, but they don't always come. And busting through frustration sometimes actually takes time. But once when you learn these basic steps, you can implement them faster and it doesn't seem like an actual process. Make sense? So you've got to own your frustration. Number two, reality check. Know where you're at. See it for what it is. If it was literally just a glass of spilt milk, why are you yelling about it? How about use it as a teaching moment? Oh, sweetheart, the gallon's too heavy. When it's this full, maybe you shouldn't try to, you know, pour a glass of milk yourself. Maybe you need to wait till it gets down to this point. You see where the label is on the container? When it gets down to there, you're probably strong enough to handle it. Whoa, what a different perspective. It's a different reality. Look at it. Okay. That's what we mean by reality check. Look at it for what it is, not blowing it up, making it and giving it a hot air balloon effect. Bring it back down to reality. I know it's hard, but you have to. Okay. Think about maybe a conversation you had with your husband. And maybe he said something, maybe you asked him the worst question you could ever ask him. How does this look on me? That, I'm telling you right now, is a question that no man should ever be asked, because no matter how he answers that question, he is going to answer it wrong. I guarantee you, okay? I am one who coaches women and men on this particular thing. And it doesn't matter where you are or what you say, you're going to say the wrong thing. So women, stop asking that question. Change the question. Because when you ask him that question, how does this look on me? You are already, before you even finish the sentence now, listen, hear me out. You've already put in an expectation in your mind as to what you want his answer to be. And if it doesn't come out that way, what happens? Yep, he's in the doghouse. He said the wrong thing. You are so mad at him. How could he? And then what? The frustration begins. I thought you liked this outfit. You're the one who picked it out. How dare you? And then you're having this argument over a simple question that you started and asked. But the reality check on it is what? Oh, wait. I'm the one who put the thought in my head saying I want him to respond like this. Oh my gosh, sweetheart, I have never seen you look so gorgeous in my entire life. Okay, that's great. That's a great response, but I guarantee you ask that question in that same outfit at a different time, you're going to have a different expectation in your mind. Can you tell the frustration begins to build? Ah! You have to have a reality check. So be very careful. Be very, very, very careful on how you're seeing it. See it for what it is. As you can tell, I cannot stress this enough. In order to bust through frustration and to break that cycle, you got to own your frustration. You got to have a reality check. And once you've gotten to that point, number three, what can you do to bring about a smile? There's your smile. And it's really asking yourself that question. And you focus on the word smile. Okay, what can you do to bring about a smile? When you do that, when we smile, think about what that brings you. Smile right now. How does that make you feel when you smile? You look really cute too. Smile, okay? How do you feel when you're smiling? It's hard to be angry when you smile. It's hard for me to sit here and sit here and podcast about you on this because I'm sitting here trying to be frustrated and smile and I can't do both. So I'm smiling too, but when you smile, what do you feel? You can't help but feel a little more jovial. You're happy. There's some bliss about your life. There's got a little extra kick in your step. Even if you've had a bad day, when you smile, there's something about that muscle. God-given. Yes, it is. It brings about different endorphins in your whole body. So sit there and smile at me and now try to be angry at me. You can't do it because when you're angry, it changes your facial structure, doesn't it? The furrowed brow. It does. Think about it. So focus on the word smile and ask yourself this question. What can you do to bring about a smile? So when you're flustered, I love that word, flustered. When you're flustered and frustrated and you don't know what to do next, smile. What can you do next? Think about that little thing of spilt milk. Well, sweetheart, I know you were trying and you really want to be independent. I get it. But when the gallon's this full, how about you ask me next time? And then when it's like this full, then you can do it yourself. How does that sound? Oh my gosh. Nobody got killed over spilt milk. That's a bonus. But how many times do we have that in our kitchen alone? They try to pour the cereal and it's all over the floor. They open up a bag of chips and they go flying in midair. And guess what? It's usually not in the kitchen. It's where you don't want it to be. So they bring the gallon of milk to you or the orange juice and they show you how they can pour it and they miss. And the frustration begins. You see the cycle. So what can you do to bring about a smile? When you implement that smile in your frustration cycle, you're going to break it. I promise you, you're going to break it because you're like, okay, smile. Christiane said smile. I can't be upset when I'm smiling, but it allows you what? To bring about peace, calmness. You feel happy. It takes you to a different place. Now ask the question to your husband. How do you think I look in this outfit? Smile. When he answers, keep that smile thought, not already expecting something than what he's going to give. It's going to change your response. It's going to change your feelings and reactions to what he says. So when he says, wow, I kind of like it, but I don't know. I remember I thought you wore the blue top with it, didn't you? And you're like, that's not what I asked. Why did you say that? You're not going to think about that. You're going to go, wow, he actually noticed that I wore something different with this skirt. Jing, jing. Bonus points for him. He scores. Smile. What can you do to bring about a smile? And then when you think about that and you have your smile, number four is you implement your smile. Implement it. Do it. Use it as a teaching moment. Think about what you can do differently. And you actually go out and you do it. You implement it. You take action upon it. You what? Take aim on your smile. Take aim. You can do this. You can. Busting through frustration is not tough when you acknowledge your frustration and you smile. So go out today and make it a frustration-free day. Ooh, tried to say that three times fast. A frustration-free day. Make it a great one. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.